You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. If you're just joining us, welcome back to hour number two of Truth Be Told with Telly. We have guest co-host, the legendary Homer Blow.
What's up, Telly? What's up, man? What's up, Telly? How you doing, man?
Look at the energy just pops out. He ready. Oozes out of it.
What's happening? How we doing?
Hey, we also have Jay English in the building.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
What's up, Jay?
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing good, man. I'm trying to get to where you at, though.
Hey, man, listen, man. We in the same race.
Well, I feel like you're running
the past. I'm just
though.
A little ahead. Right. I'm a little more ahead of you.
All
right. That's what that sounded like. Yeah. Yeah. We're like, we're the same race. You may see my tail lights, but...
I ain't say none of that.
Man, boy, when I have to report stories like this, Homer and Jay, it's a direct and personal thing, because as many of Truth Nation know, my wife is a fourth grade teacher. Mm-hmm. And when you hear about parents possibly attacking or doing something to teachers who, by the way, just all they want to do is just show up and teach your child. That's all they want to do.
Right.
It's not like they have any other agendas.
Right.
That would force you to come up there and physically cause harm. But that's not the case for one Milwaukee mother who is accused of attacking a special education teacher at her son's school. The battery complaint took place last Tuesday at Benjamin Franklin School near 23rd and Nash Street. And because it's already been reported, her name, we could say it too. Katoya Hearn, 35 years old, is charged with battery to a school district officer, substantial battery, and disorderly conduct. And Homer, you said you read the complaint.
Yeah, the criminal complaint on that situation.
And so the substantial battery is a pretty legit charge.
Absolutely. I mean, she, you know, words we can't say on terrestrial radio, but she... She
put the hands on
her.
Yeah,
she put them foo-fops on her.
Yeah, wow. And so the criminal complaint was filed on Wednesday, and this started off as a meeting.
Right.
Yeah, IEP meeting.
And Hearn says, quote, "We did have an IEP meeting that day. I was upset as a parent." You were awfully upset, Ms. Hearn, because according to prosecutors, Hearn rushed the teacher, grabbed her by the hair, and punched her in the face numerous times with a closed fist.
Come on, man.
Right.
According to court documents, she threw the teacher to the ground and kicked her in the head and face.
Yep.
I don't know about you all. I've had some pretty contentious meetings. But never where it goes left, where you punch and kick and grab someone by the hair.
Yeah, she gave old girl a concussion.
Absolutely. I mean, come on. I mean, teachers already don't get paid enough, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And now, and teachers, unfortunately, also have to have extended roles besides just being a teacher. They counselors and all of that. And
they're parent themselves.
Right. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, and now all we trying to do is help. and you come with this, so you're not showing your children any decorum of like how you're supposed to react and don't react this way and don't react that way by you coming up there acting a damn fool. And yeah, she should be in jail. And anybody else that does it should be in jail as well.
Yeah, because as a teacher, you shouldn't. That's not what you go to school to deal with. Is I got to defend myself from one of the parents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
That is come absurd on, because MPS did call police, and the special ed teacher ended up in the hospital where she was diagnosed with a concussion.
Yep.
So I get up to go to work to teach your child, and at the end of the day, I end up in the hospital with a concussion.
No, oh, man, it's all type of wrong with that. And then, you know, more in that article, it talks about how a laptop was thrown and she acknowledged doing that. And what did you come up there to do? What was happening? I mean, was the teacher beating up your kid? I find that hard to believe. What would cause you to put your hands on a teacher like that?
Man,
listen. And, you know, now if you thought your kid was having problems at school before, you done went up there and jumped on the teacher.
Wow.
You're not setting your child up for a future.
Right. You know? Yeah.
What are you showing your child? Jay, we were talking about it before the show, just jokingly, but kids absorb everything.
They're sponges.
They're sponges. It's not just, he knows how to ride a bike so well because I was a good bike rider. Or you want to take all the good, but you got to think, too, they're looking at some of the bad as well.
Absolutely.
And they are cultivating their own identity. And then it's a way, well, you know what? I could snap off. I could go up there and throw a computer. My mama do it. I just get that attitude. I get that from my mama.
Come on. And then mama come up there and do it.
Right.
And do it. So we're looking at the kid and we're saying, okay, you had an IEP meeting. I understand why now. Mama just came up here and showed me why you need a plan.
Yes,
she
sir.
She need a plan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's all I'm saying. I'm
in agreement with you. You know, our kids learn from us. They watch what we do. They watch how we respond. They take on our emotional tenor and how we respond in places like this. We are teaching them how they should carry themselves.
Yes. And then later on, we're giving them a license to behave like that.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Because, like, man, shoot, I got to get it from my mama. I saw my mama do it.
That's it.
And then as the parent, as the mama, if later on this kid goes and behaves the same way that you just behaved years ago, and then what they going to say? Look, you can't say nothing to me. You did the same thing.
Right.
Man, how you going to tell me I'm wrong for behaving this way and I just saw you do it?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say this as just a clarification. There are, and I've had some bootleg teachers in my past, but my mama was very real with me. She told me right off the bat, if you in the right, I'll be with you all the way. We'll fight. We'll do whatever we need to do to make sure you're good. But if I find out that you in the wrong, and I got to leave my job to come up to that school, oh, it's going to be a plan, and the plan going to be carried out on me.
Yes, yes.
There was just certain things that wasn't allowed, but again, that's because she set a standard. When you have parents that don't have a standard for themselves, how can they set it for their kids?
That's why I call them PWKs. I don't call them parents. They're people with kids.
Come on.
So, yeah, they had them biologically, but they're not parenting their children.
Thank you.
And when you don't parent your children, then you get these kind of situations. So, then you thinking about a special ed teacher, the child already has some issues, obviously.
Yes.
So now you're just going to compound those issues by coming up there acting a damn fool. Because that's what she did.
That's what she did.
Yeah.
And created violence. So now, according to what level the special needs child is that is in that classroom, why not wild on out? You know, hey.
And now who's the primary caretaker of that child?
Right.
Is that mama who now has a warrant for her arrest for probably felony battery?
Right.
Yeah.
If you really care about your kids, there's certain stuff you can't do.
That's right.
And there are long-term effects and ramifications for your actions. Yes, you may feel like you had a bad day and or you just snapped off. And she said, I was upset as a parent. Okay, do you take it that far? Because as Gene just texted us on our talking text line, Gene says and makes a great point. And what do you want to bet that teacher will no longer be working for MPS? The district can't afford to lose any teachers, let alone sped teachers.
Right. You're right. You're right.
So if this happened to one of my colleagues, and oh, by the way, this colleague is a saint. She does great things. She's working with special education students and she has a passion for it, and she gets attacked, and I see this, I'm like, man, I'm about to be coming up here risking this, and,
I'm out of here.
And I can end up with a concussion?
I'm going to tell you now, I'd have to take a flight because one of my daughters, she's a special ed teacher, and, you know, it's not here in Milwaukee or Wisconsin, but let me hear that somebody ended up coming up there trying to show out on her and gave her all of the concussions and all
you,
of the
you
stuff.
You at MKE yeah. on the
yeah,
next
yeah,
plane.
Yeah, I'm on a flight. I'm on a flight.
I hear you.
I'm on a flight.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hit us up again, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Let us know what you think about this parent who was angry enough to attack a special ed teacher, leaving her in the hospital with a concussion. And that is, to me, there's no rhyme or reason for that. And again, if you are the primary, as Jay said, you're the primary caretaker of this child, and now you're facing possible felony charges, like, do you need that on top of trying to raise a child that has special needs?
Thank you. You wasn't even thinking about your kid. I'm just being honest. You really wasn't thinking about your kid.
What a selfish act to prove what? Like, what at the end were you trying to do? But let's continue the conversation on the other side of the break. Truth Nation, again, 833-212-1017. Let us know what you think, and you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on.
Truth Nation, we haven't forgotten about you here on Truth Be Told with Telly. Black Friday is powered by We Energy. Energy you can depend on. Call us right now at 833-212-1017 to shout out your very own Black-owned business or a Black-owned business that you love. Again, we love when you shout out your business or places that you love to frequent and put us on. Let us know what's
that
out
part,
there.
That part.
I Come know on. One time, Homer Blow, actually the first time Homer filled in, he hooked me up with a wellness center.
Calm Wellness. Okay. Yep. Patrice Green.
Yes. And man, I got to get back out there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that was love there. And that's a Black-owned business. If you want to shout it out, I'm trying to remember the address offhand. But
yeah, it's right off Green Bay Road, 60. I got to just remember. I'll have it before
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But Patrice Green, Calm Wellness Center. And just the environment and everything in there. And you will get taken care
shout
of.
Shout out to Patrice, man.
Come on,
boy,
love
she
that.
She took care of me, man. I'm telling you. So, again, hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. This is Black Friday, powered by We Energy. Shout out your Black-owned business. But we also want to pick up the conversation we were talking about before break. There is a Milwaukee mother who
lost
was
her mind.
Shocked that there was a warrant out for her arrest.
Come on, man. Help me understand. Help me. It said that she answered the door at her own house And the reporter was like, hey, you know you got a warrant? And she was like, oh, for real? I'm happy you let me know. Wait, how did you not know?
Yeah.
How did you not know?
Hey, look, before we continue, it's just, I mean, there are so many things that is wrong with this, and to a point where you just got to be like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing? I mean, even after you calm down, you got to think to yourself, okay, what did I just do?
Yes.
Like, I can't just go back to living my normal life and
but
thinking
she
that.
Did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She went just, home.
Yep. She went to the crib and was like, hey, what y'all want for dinner? And then, you know, bam. Well,
how about these silver bracelets? Yeah, with the little chain in the middle. Yeah, yeah, you're going to have that for that's what you're going to have for dinner.
Well, I don't understand.
How about three hots and a cock? That's what you're going to have.
It was back to business as usual. And speaking of business, Mr. Wright, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly. What is your black business shout out for this Friday?
In the legendary Home of Blow.
Hey.
I grew up listening to Home of Blow. That you my man, Homer.
Thank
stay
you,
down,
man.
Stay at it, man.
Thank you. I
You're
love
doing
you.
Great things for the community, man. I love you too, Mr. Homer.
Yes.
My shout out is to my own business. That's MOPT. It's managing other people's property. We out here keeping the city of Milwaukee clean, man. We manage all the little islands in the middle of the road with the little flower beds that called bioswales, man. They are supposed to filtrate the water before it go into our water system to help the system to keep us drinking fresh, clean water. So we out here in the cold, man, picking up trash, trying to keep the city beautified, man. So shout out to my own business. That's MOPP LLC.
That's what's up.
Come on.
I like that. MOPP. That's managing other people's property.
I like
that. We appreciate that, Mr. Mm-hmm. Wright. Keep doing your thing and try to stay as warm as you can. Truth Nation, continue to hit us up 833-212-1017 to shout out your black-owned business. This is Black Friday powered by We Energies, and we always want to support black-owned businesses. And but going back to this woman who attacked a special ed teacher, and just not even the actions of this particular woman, Homer and Jay, it's about also to me how other teachers feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have to go to work, let's be real. The last thing that both Homer and Jay had to think about when they came into the studio today is what? Probably your safety.
Right. Leaving here with a concussion.
Yes.
Right.
Like
right.
you didn't wake up and say, oh man, you know, that might be dangerous going in that studio.
Right.
You know, or I might end up in the hospital at the end of the show. Like you don't think that. So if now that's another component on top of these large class sizes and the understaffed and the things that you are already dealing with as a teacher on a daily basis that has nothing to do with you teaching your lesson plan.
Yeah.
And now I got to think about my safety. Now I got to think about, man, if a parent comes up here and snaps off, they may try to physically harm me.
Yes.
Like, should I pack now? Should I carry a concealed weapon? Like, these are things that are the results of one person going in and doing this. And like a lot of people that have weighed in on our Truth Talking text line, continue to, you know, bring them in. And like Marcus says, then you wonder why we got a shortage of good teachers.
Come on. You're right.
Real talk.
You're
real
right.
Tough.
Yeah.
Because if I'm a good teacher and I know I'm a good teacher, well, you know what I'm not dealing with? That.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody else want me, and I'm going to go someplace where I get to just teach and not box.
That part.
And Grant hit us up and says, far too often, some, not all, African-Americans take matters personally. And in many cases, they are quicker to act in an unprofessional manner amongst each other. I don't believe that would have happened if the teacher was a Caucasian. I'm speaking from experience as an employer.
Huh. Hashtag no lies detected. Because, see, if it had been someone of the other persuasion, the silver bracelets would have been there before they even got done with the assault.
I mean, I have to kind of agree with that. Just the fact that she left, drove home, and cooked the pizza.
As the immortal words of the famous group tag team. Whoop. There it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Because she made it a long way. She was threatening other folks and other teachers on the way out.
Yeah.
That don't happen in.
She's just walking through there like Thanos.
You ain't going to go over to Germantown and do that.
Right.
Nah. Because first off, you ain't going to even get in far enough before they be like, hey, so what are you up here for? Like,
right.
For real.
Absolutely.
You cannot do that. And that is, oh, man. And Martin, even, here's another one that you got to think about. Martin says the district fired 200-plus teachers and got $250 million.
What?
Yeah, well, when we voted on the giving them the money.
For the referendum.
When they voted for the referendum.
And then there were still 200 jobs that were cut.
And 13 schools that are still looking to be on the chopping block.
These are the reasons. And then you see what that does to an education system mm-hmm. where your kids are growing up in, and they supposed to one day compete with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing. Shelte, she chimed in and says, other nationalities have angry and hostile parents also who come to the school and fight teachers. They just don't put that on the news.
Well, you know what?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Especially if it's a special ed teacher.
Yeah. They're going to put that on the news.
Yeah. And again, I think that oftentimes we try to balance it out with something that's really not even comparable. We know, unfortunately, the rates of people that look like us, black people, tend to do those type of things at a more frequent rate than others. So just like when we're talking about Walgreens, when we were talking about the Walgreens situation, and it was like, well, this happens there, this, that, nowhere near to the level that it happens with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's just a sad reality. We don't want to have to accept that, but it is a reality. So you have to mm-hmm. come to grips with, we are our own worst enemy in so many different areas. And this black woman that ended up doing that at school, she knows she wouldn't have tried that if it had been another teacher that probably didn't look like her.
Yeah, absolutely. And that also goes to the fact with Ascension deciding to close their cath lab at St. Joe's. Like, we see these things being removed, and they know that these things are essential to our community. So
absolutely.
What is that saying to us?
Absolutely.
And
pay attention.
And when you reach a point where they do have to remove these services, because we all know that if there is a shortage of staff and physicians and nurses, it's not just at St. Joe's on the north side.
No.
Right.
We ain't the only ones.
We're not the only ones. So why is it that these companies and corporations are willing to manage more in other communities? And if there is, all right, we took a loss this quarter, they're willing to find out ways to figure out a way to get out of it.
Right.
As opposed to just saying, let's shut it down. Because they are figuring out a way to navigate through shortages in staffs in other communities. But Correct. Why is it just so detrimental that, you know what, we can't afford to keep this going like this. And it's just impractical that we could keep this cath lab open at St. Joe's in a community where it is more vital than any other community we have these cath labs in.
Well, let's just see. We have treated this man and this woman over 12 times within the last 3 months. So they ain't even trying to take care of their damn self.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we going to keep on letting the same people that we are telling them what you need to do in order to live, and they not going to do it? They going to wait till they got to come to us again. So it makes it somewhat easier for them to make those kind of decisions. Is it right? No. Do we need to take better care of ourselves? Absolutely. But when you see the repetition, it's like the police when they have to deal with calls, and it's like, it's the 12th time we've been here. And y'all, when are y'all going to just realize that y'all are too toxic for each other and y'all need to be apart? Mm-hmm. I love him.
I love her, man. I've been with her since.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
right.
So,
yeah.
Man, we got to look at all the different nuances that are added into that mix, man.
Right. I just see that you have what Telly is saying. When they are making these decisions and they are managing it, the same problems, same issues in other communities, I feel like part of their managing it is when they come to our community and cut that off. Mm-hmm. Hey, we need this money. We need it to go these other places to keep these other folks open, because here's where we know we can make this up in these other places.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if we got to make a cut, that's the part that hurts me. Typically, whether it's education, whether it's jobs, whether it's transportation, whatever the resource is, if we got to pull it from somewhere, it always tends to be from our community that it gets pulled first.
Yeah.
To make sure that everybody else is good.
Yep.
Yeah. And when you start to put money over people and people's health care, you also, to me, it kind of reminds me of the election where you put party over the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about how this decision is going to affect the people. It was all about making sure that my party
right.
is where it needs to be,
yeah.
and making sure that we are in control. But it's just, we could definitely continue this conversation for a while, because I mean, we could see what's happening, and this has already been put in place. And it just was slowly, surely here, a
right.
decision here,
right.
you know,
right.
decision there. Mm-hmm. Not doesn't seem like a big deal. And then once you get to this point, it's like, look, y'all should have seen this coming all yeah. along. Like, y'all act yeah. like this is a shock. This
right.
ain't no shock.
Do people realize that, you know, St. Joseph's, Ascension St. Joseph used to be known as the baby hospital? It's not. They only got NICU now. Like their primary thing at yeah. St. Joe, they're not the baby hospital anymore. They built a whole wing for it and everything. But yeah. you get what I'm saying? But
yeah.
it's not known as the baby hospital anymore. Yep. It's known for the NICU. And that's yeah. crazy. So, and its whole floors in there that aren't even being
not
used.
Even being touched.
Yeah, yeah. That is
so,
something.
Yeah, that's a sad reality.
Yeah, my daughter was born at St. Joe's, and like you said, it was known as a baby hospital. And
yeah.
and wow, that is something else. But Truth Nation, we're going to step aside. But before we do, we want to encourage you to continue to hit us up 833-212-1017. Nay, we see you. We're going to let you shout out your black owned business on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning. It is Friday, y'all. And, of course, this is Black Friday on Truth Be Told with Telly, powered by We Energies. And it's energy you could depend on. Hit us up, 833-212-1017, and shout out your Black-owned business or one that you like to frequent. And we have Nay on the line. Nay, good morning.
Hey, good, great, grand morning to you, brothers. How y'all doing today?
Bless. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing well.
Hey, that's what's up. Good to hear. And Brother Blow, congratulations on being GKB, yo.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. You're a legend, man. Hey, y'all, both you, Brother Blow and Brother Kelly, y'all mentioned Patrice Green from Calm.
Calm Wellness,
she's definitely an inspiration. Yes, sir. She's definitely an inspiration on why I do what I do as well. You know, so hats off to her. But I would like to also promote my wellness studio as well. Again, I can't lie. I give credit where credit is due. She's definitely one of the inspirations of why I do what I do. But I would like to share mine as well. Queens Palace Beauty and Wellness Studio is Queens Palace, but it's a very inclusive spot At Queens Palace Beauty and Wellness Studio, we offer a range of personalized beauty and wellness services designed to pamper and rejuvenate, from relaxing massages and facials to body treatments such as body scrub and foot soak. It's in a serene, we provide a serene environment for self-care and relaxation. If anybody want to reach out to me, my email is queenspalace@email.com. Again, that's queenspalace@email.com. My website is queenspalace.net. Again, that's queenspalace.net. And my phone number is 773-476-4388. Again, that's 773-466-4388. It's a 773 number, but this is Queens Palace of West Dallas.
Nate, we appreciate it as always. Before we let you go, we know you always have some specials going on. Do you have any special holiday specials coming up that you want the people to know
man,
about?
For sure, for sure. Man, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I got an introductory special for my new guest. Everybody who come in, they get $10 off services. So that's an introductory to new guests. Also, I got a birthday special. So if your birthday is within the month of this month, you get a special as well for the entire month. So let's say your birthday is December 4th, you show ID, and you come to me December 25th. It's all good. It's honored. You know, all types of deals and specials going on. I also got a referral program. I got a program where people don't even pay for massages because they offer it, because they refer my business so much. You refer two people, your session is free. All you do is refer two people, and your session is free.
All right, Nate, we appreciate it.
I got people who don't even pay.
You know, our people, we love hookups, and we love specials.
You know we do.
So, you know, I'm glad that you put that out there. We appreciate it. And Queens Palace, go check them out. We appreciate it, Nate.
Hey, I appreciate you too, brother.
All right. Yes. Continue to shout out your Black-owned business or one that you like to frequent. Again, 833-212-1017. And you can always hit us up and stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Keep your comments and questions coming in. We got James on the line. James, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly, Homer, and Jay. What's your question or comment?
I want to ask a question. I want to see, like, is it possible that, you know, they said about the St. Joseph's closing and all the people that's defecting. Do you think that the way the people be coming to St. Joseph's acting all the time is part of their decision? Because they've been to St. Joseph's, man. Only thing short of is some prison bars.
Wow. Yeah, James, we definitely appreciate that question. And I think it's something that Homer has been alluding to throughout this show. A lot of times,
gently alluding,
we shoot ourselves in the foot.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's why I say it's a sad truth.
Yeah.
It's a sad truth because, again, as much as, you know, you have people like, I hate going there. You know what I'm saying? But they know they need the emergency help. Mm-hmm. But it's like, man, the way that the people treat the staff and treat the security who is just trying to have some decorum in the whole situation and coming in, they feel like they can smoke their blunts and all of this, man.
What's
and
your
they, emergency? Oh, yeah, they doing that.
Oh, my God. Why?
And I know you ain't supposed to. To say, I don't know, it's not politically correct, but you know, the Indian Pat, you know what I'm saying?
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to learn today. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, so, yeah, we gotta show that we appreciate and respect what we do have when people are trying to help. It's like me being a person that tries to help the community in so many different ways, and the way that we do here at Truth Nation, try to let people know what's going on and where you can go get this help and get this assistance. But what we don't need you to do is be greedy and selfish and try to take advantage. You know you got four turkeys already. You done came, now you're trying to make a scene, and we're like, we don't need a scene.
Yeah.
I know you just got a turkey. Yeah. Here you go.
I just helped you take it to your car.
Right, absolutely. Right. So, you know, it's so much of that that goes on, and it's frustrating that it makes you want to just rethink. And some of these corporations saying, look, it ain't going to take us long to rethink.
No. Because here's the thing. They already don't look like you.
That's right.
And so we don't have to rethink it. It's like, okay, y'all don't want to act right. We're going to go somewhere where they are going to act
right,
and we're going to thrive.
Right. And even if they do act up over there, it's not to the extreme all the time that we get here. Mm-hmm. Like some sister was talking about, well, it's some, and they be the people be done took 2 point something million or $1 billion or whatever. Again, it's not to the degree though of what we're seeing. We can see these things. Mm-hmm. Those things we don't necessarily see, we end up hearing about.
Right. Yeah.
But in this situation, you can go and feel uncomfortable, be like, you know what? I think I'm just going to drive out to Freedom.
With my chest hurting.
Right. It's going to be some issues out there, but, you know, I'd rather. I'm going to take my chance over here.
And the last time I checked, no one is going to close down a thriving business.
They not.
If this is a thriving, and I think a lot of times we don't personalize or value what we have, meaning. Mm-hmm. If you had a personal care on how we are conducting as a staff, how do we make our patients feel when they come in here? And because we are a hospital, we are a healthcare services, people aren't coming to see us because they feel great.
Right.
That's right. Come on.
They're already there because they're not feeling well.
Right.
And the last thing you want to do is be thrown in other hoops. You go there to try and feel better.
Right.
You're not going there to get more stressed out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm already having chest pains, and now we're trying to figure out why you can't enter my insurance card in correctly.
Right.
Because you on the phone with your baby daddy or your baby mama trying to figure out some other stuff. And then when someone tries to hold you, I know I'm gonna drop that A word.
You don't use that word.
And please don't.
Please don't
bleep me, Ricky, when I use this A word.
It's coming.
It's called accountability.
Oh, he said it.
It's his last day, bro.
Oh man,
about to blow up.
Love you, man.
Don't nobody like that word,
man.
Accountability.
No, we don't want to do that.
It's been great, man, but I don't know if we're going to comment.
I know.
I don't know if we're going to be a combination.
It might just be me and you next week.
Man, I don't know, man.
I know. When you drop that
accountability.
You drop that A-bomb. Oh, my goodness. And I think that's very, you know, very much connected to, I'm just looking at black businesses as a whole, because we are shouting out black-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
This is Black Friday. But I think if we make it our own and treat it as our own, because if St. Joe's was our hub, it was the black community's hub where we could go and, man, I know if I ain't feeling that well, I could just go up the street, man.
Right.
There's some good doctors.
Yep, they're going to take care of me.
So cool. And when I go in there, they make sure I'm straight. They already got my insurance down. And if it's a pleasant visit, then you're going to fight for this place to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a place where it's really tough, and every time you go in, like our last caller said, the only thing the hospital is missing are prison bars.
Right.
Yeah, he did say that.
That's your mentality going in, and you already feel bad?
Yeah.
Come on, what type of chance do you have?
Yeah.
Listen, hey, Ricky, I don't know if you can, every time he says that word, if you can have that Area 51 little alarm thing, like, so we can prepare ourselves for him to say the word. Because, you know, it's so many people, man. I don't know how many hate mails we going to get, text messages. Be like, accountability? How dare you?
Because what happens is, when you don't want to be held accountable, then the other person is hating.
That's right.
Man,
right.
They hating on me.
Right. No. Right. You did something wrong, and they pointed it out so you could fix it.
But you hating on me. Man, dude over here hating on me, talking about my attitude ain't right. You know what I'm saying? He don't know what's going on. And the whole time, it's like, but that has nothing to do with your attitude while you are working.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to provide a service. But,
that's right.
That's the thing, though. I think the elimination of right and wrong has been a detriment to our society and a detriment to our community. It's either you're right or you hating.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And because I could be doing something wrong.
A-word. They don't want the A-word.
No,
they
do not. No, no.
Don't say the A-word.
No. But when you decide to take your business to other communities, then it's, oh, you selling out.
Yep.
Or, oh, you're this. But what about you not showing up when you supposed to? Mm-hmm. Or what about you not holding your end of the deal?
That part.
That's right.
If I'm spending my money, I should be able to dictate how I spend my money.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. if you're not giving me a reason to spend my money with you, then I'm a hater.
Yeah.
Selling out.
Yeah, they
not
missed
supporting
it.
My community.
Right.
Because first of all, it's my money. It's my money. I work for, it's my money. And if I come there to your business and you say you open at 10 a.m., I need you open at 9:58.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you say you close at 7, don't be turning out the lights at 6:10 when you see me walking up.
Absolutely. Don't be sitting in the car next to me and I'm saying you open at 10 a.m. And I'm wondering, I'm like, oh, so he done pulled up at 10:15. I'm like, oh, he must be waiting too. And he on the phone and all of this, all of a sudden, it's about 10:25. He go to the door and unlock the door.
You been out here with me? The whole time?
Listen, bro. Really? I'll kick your car, bro. I will kick your car.
Y'all see Homer on the news kicking cars. You know why.
Yeah, man. Coming but in then, with a cast.
But
next
then
week.
If you don't go back, Homer, a hater.
I'm hating.
Yeah.
He hates.
You're not supporting black businesses.
He not supporting black business. He going around telling folks that I'm late.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm telling folks, right. All my people that I don't want to show up there thinking they get something to eat on time. I'm right. telling them, don't go there.
Right. Right. You know, it's like, man, my lunch break is only this long.
Brother, we the only people that we put criteria. I'll be telling some folks for some businesses I know, and they food is amazing. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you got to go there between 12 and 4. Because if you go there before, it ain't right. And if you go there after, they're going to refry it. Like, we shouldn't have to clarify that type of stuff.
We shouldn't. That's a damn shame. You
know? It is.
And then when you try to hold them the A word. Like he said, like oh, Telly yeah. said, you hating.
Come on. They tell
oh,
you,
you a hater.
You ain't got to come back here no more.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I'm not.
I'm not. Don't worry.
Well, fine then. But tell your cousins about a suit. Why am I going to promote your business?
Right. Yeah. I'm going to tell them about what you did. The reason I ain't coming black. That's what I'm telling you.
Look, y'all, we having way too much fun. Ricky about to get in my ear again. We're going to step aside for our final break. When we return, we will return with our truth of the matter. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we appreciate all the engagement. As always, this has been a great show. It's now time for our Truth of the Matter, where we give our takeaways from some of the topics that we have touched on throughout the show. And we're going to start off with the legendary Homer Blow. What Woo! Is your Truth of the Matter?
Listen, if we want better, we have to do better. If we want to come together, then we can make some of these things. We can address some of those issues. We wait until the 13th hour too many times to end up saying, well, you know, how's this hospital doing? How's this department doing? I heard they're talking about closing this. When are y'all going to have some strategy meetings on what we could do as a community to keep this open?
Mm-hmm.
We hear it at the 13th hour because we want to be engaged in all of the other foolishness and ignorance that is on social media and people that don't mean you no damn good. And then we want to go where we know that there is a lack of teachers and act a damn fool. Like, come on, we have to do better. We got to help them to help us. I always tell people, help me to help you. And if you're going to be acting a damn fool like that, How are we supposed to stand behind you and help you? It's just not going to happen. I want to say happy birthday to my nephew, X. He's in Texas. Well, actually, he's away in college. But also, Tiffany Arms, her mother, will be 75 years young. I'll be doing a celebration for her. So I want everybody to have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the week and weekend. And hopefully, the things that take place next week are so much better. And if you're thinking about giving up, just remember, you are loved because I love you.
Thank you for that, Mr. Blow.
Come on, we that's the legend right there.
Jay, what is your truth of the matter?
Hey, my truth is that I believe we are some of the most creative people on the face of this planet. I believe that as African Americans, we create stuff out of nothing. I believe that truth carries out in our businesses where we excel at the creative side and the artistic side. But I also want us to make sure that we're getting mentors. I want us to make sure that we are able to receive constructive criticism that's going to help us reach that next level in our business. We have to have the creativity. We have to have the art, but we also have to have the organization. And I believe that with the three of those together, man, you won't be one of them folks we sitting here talking about right now.
Yeah.
You'll be one of them businesses. Come on. You'll be one of them businesses that we are happy to shout out, happy to come visit, and that we'll come in and the ribs will taste the same regardless if I'm there at 10 a.m. or 4 p.m.
Right. Won't have no scabs on it. Be like, man, I got to literally peel this out.
Jay, that's a great truth of the matter. I'm going to do it again, y'all. Brace yourselves. Put on your seatbelts.
Uh-oh. You got that sound? Oh, you got that sound?
Yeah, there I'm going to drop. I'm going to drop that word again.
Come on, man. We ain't ready.
And it ain't atomic bomb.
Right.
It's accountability. My truth of the matter is, if you are accountable for yourself, then you will make sure that you don't ruin it for others. Because as we know, a few people can ruin it for many, many more. And again, you have a parent who disrespectfully, unlawfully put their hands on a teacher, and you end up not only facing probably some jail time, but you also have imprinted this image of you acting a fool in front of your kids. And so you have to understand that you are an example at all times. You're not just an example when you feel like being an example. And so, again, don't let a few people ruin it for everyone. And that's what happens in a case like this. So when you are accountable for your actions,
he keep using it. He keep using it.
Things definitely change. It's been a great week, Truth Nation. We appreciate all the engagement and all of our guest co-hosts for the week. Thank you, legendary. I was about to just say Homer.
Bro. He's about to get hit you with that clean throat.
Be like, man, I'm going to get this brother some home. Anyway, shout out to Homer Blow. Shout out to Jay English. Come we on. Appreciate it. It's been a great show. Truth Nation, keep it locked right here for 9 more consecutive of live Black Talk Radio. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.